becoming a bestower like the Father. I open the first gate, the gate of going beyond the world of sound. Using my mind and intellect, I have stored the power of superior thoughts. And I am lost in the depths of God's secrets. I experience my past, my future. And I observe my every breath of every second. Baba, you have become my constant companion. My elevated celestial thoughts have replaced my vocal. Only soulful attraction and my eyes reveal my true self. Every action is filled with virtue. Whatever virtue is needed at any time emerges and is visible on my face, in my behavior. God has made me an instrument to bestow to weak and wandering souls. Everyone appears before me as only souls. The feeling of bodies is absent. My physical or mental eye has become dormant. There's only God and myself in my memory. I am lost in the depths of God's secrets, of togetherness with the One. I experience the ultimate stage, the stage of perfection and consummation, the stage of absolute power, a bestower like the Father.
Om Shanti and divine greetings to all the souls here, the great souls. A warm welcome to all the souls online as well, and a very warm welcome to our Didis. And I see our director of Gyan Sarovar, Sudesh Didi, sitting here amongst a few other Didis. And so we welcome you all with a warm heart. And this is the first welcome ceremony of the season. So you're all very lucky to be here. And as you can see, we have the most beautifully decorated stage. And this was done by an Asian group. All these flowers arrived as flat pieces of paper and have been made into these beautiful flowers over yesterday and today. And so I'd just like to ask those souls who were instrumental in decorating the stage for this season, if they could stand up. Wonderful. Thank you so much. And so we are going to begin the welcome with a dance, a very vibrant dance, I believe. It's the Samurai Samba. And the Japanese who are going to do this dance arrived only this morning. So have prepared and are looking fresh and beautiful. And I'm sure that they'll be full of energy as well. So it's Mariko-san and Aya-san. We welcome you onto the stage to perform the Samurai Samba.
Odori aka 時は過ぎて弾む南の恋の夜、焼けた素肌肩を抱いて愛をささやき踊れば、白い渚に恋も輝き風に誘われ歌い出す、俺俺マツケンサンバ、俺俺マツケンサンバ、あんが恋しよアンミゴ、踊るセニョリータ眠りさえ忘れて踊り上がるぞ、サンバビバサンバマツケンサンバ、オーレイ。
What a warm welcome that was. So, we're fortunate enough now to have another Japanese group at this time, all the Japanese representatives, and they are going to sing a song, Ekeham. I have a few, the first few lines of the song, and that is, we are one. We give the message of love. We remember one. Flowers are different, but the flower bouquet is one. Rainbows have different colors, but there is only one rainbow. So we welcome the Japanese onto the stage to enact the song Ek Heham.
बच्चे हैं हम ये कर दिखाएं अपने को करी मिलके साथ आज सब धर्मों से आती है एक ही पुकार एकता के स्वप्न को आओ करी मिलके साथ आज मिट जाए हर देश की सीमा बने विश्व परिवार एकता विश्वास से होगा स्वर्ण हम मिलके सभी सतयुग को लाएंगे ले हाथों में हाथ हम सब मिलके गाएंगे एक है हम एक है हम मेरा
so much to the Japanese. Thank you. Thank you. So I hope that gave you the feeling of all being one, one family. And so we have now another dance. We welcome the Malaysians, Sister Puba from the IPO Center has coordinated the dance. And we invite them onto the stage. you to the Golden Girls. Oh, beautiful dance. Thank you so much, Malaysia. So, Didis, may we invite you onto the stage, Director of Gyan Sarona, Sarova Sudesh Didi, and we have Rajni Ben from Asia, and Amira Ben from Malaysia. And they will be joining us tonight to share some words with us and give us an introduction to our very special theme for this year, becoming a bestower like the Father. So for those who don't know, we have Sudesh Didi in the middle seat, and we have our dear Mira Ben from Malaysia right next to me here, and Rajni Ben on the right-hand side of Sudesh Didi. So we first of all would like to introduce you to the team who will be looking after programs and you during the next few weeks. They're the team who put the programs together. And so I'd like to invite the team members that it's been led by Sona from Abu Dhabi, Sona Ben from Abu Dhabi. And we have Jyoti Ben from Thailand, and Chitra, would you believe it, from Manchester, and Kalyani from Sri Lanka. And I think we have one team member missing, and that is Kamal, but she's also from Asia. So, there she is, standing up in the audience. So.
And Shuna as well, part of our team.
Yeah. So if you need a resource, if you need help with anything, if you're wanting anything in particular, if you're creative and you'd like to participate in something like we had this evening, yeah, please approach us. So, team, would you like to say anything to the audience? Okay, so... We invite the Didis to share and welcome you all to Gyan Sarova.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Prem. Om Prem. Om Anand. Om Anand. I think you know what Prem is. Yeah. Prem. Prem is divine celestial love with the Supreme, with each other in a soul conscious stage, pure flowing energy. And when there's a greeting and meeting with the family, as you already saw the dance, we are one. Why we are one? Who made us one? Here we are more than, if including residents and Gyan Sarovar, Man Sarovar, thousands, and we are one. One made us belong to one, and we are all Baba's children, number one. Especially you are number one. Why you are number one? With open heart, with loving drishti, with pure powerful vritti of welcoming the first group, number one group of meeting Baba of this, in this season. And so, beginning seeing so many angels, sitting in front is great joy. So welcome all. Welcome from Gyan Sarovar. Welcome from representative of 5 continents. Welcome back home. So this is home. You have come from your, Baba says you are gone to look after Baba's shop. Shop which is a gift for all of you, where we can contribute, distribute the wonderful blessings, spiritual love, godly wisdom, divine gifts received, and holier. You have been doing this business, I am sure. No Brahman will keep quiet, not necessarily speaking with words, but with drishti, seeing other soul as brother soul, seeing that this is very special soul, I want to give message to this one. And this kind of feeling is called benevolent feeling, bestower feeling. The desire to help each other with a pure heart, with divine consciousness, and with unlimited love. And when tasked, Baba has made us busy, engaged us in this task of benevolence, becoming a bestower like the Father. So how did incorporeal Baba, Shiv Baba, is known as benevolent being, benefactor? In Sanskrit is Satyam Shivam Sundaram, the truth, the beautiful benevolence in the one who is ever beautiful, ever pure, and makes beautiful one. It is his love not only just for Bharat, but in fact his children are all over the world. But those who are adopted children, they are loved extra. When physically born children can be compared with one or other specialities, but or skill or cooperation or dedication, but those who become Brahma Kumar, Brahma Kumari, their task becomes natural nature, natural sanskaras, natural desire to be like the Father. In order to be like him, it means to make natural loving, giving, caring efforts to sustain the self as well as sustain others. And every year when Baba's children come, I think according to Baba's wish and Drama's wish, Baba wants to fulfill all his children, our dadis and great brothers. Dadas made their best example of giving, giving and giving, and making, giving new life to others, new awareness to everyone, to make them unable to see what is hidden in their personality. And they did very good task of reshaping our life from an ordinary to extraordinary. And so, benevolence was based on divine love, love for Baba and love for the family, the brothers and sisters, and also being own friend, because we souls are our own friend and our own enemy. Baba taught us, now you have been very loving and special souls, but be detached observer and see how much benevolence and dedication and giving consciousness you have now become natural nature. It's not a question of learning. Sanskaras are, parent sanskaras are not achieved by making efforts, but sanskaras are natural, inherent personality. And as of this is our Brahmin life, is a special life and adopted by Brahma or mouth-born progeny of Brahma, the mother and father, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. Shiv Baba is ever bestower and has many times that I don't need anything from you. I just want to give you. I want to transform, take you from Iron Age world to the Golden Age. And so, Baba's relationship with Baba makes us happy. And this inner happiness and inner achievement is called bliss and blessed life. So this is why when I greet with these three greetings. First, awareness of each other, soul to soul. We are brothers, but we can see the dance as well, reminding us, you are a soul, I am a soul, other ones are also soul, but we are special souls. Just like the diamond is diamond, but amongst diamond are also Kohinoor diamond, special, with many facets diamond, and ordinary diamond. So Baba is making at the dancers, at the confluence age, our life diamond. And I greet you all, welcome you all in Gyan Sarovar, and seeing you as light of Baba's eyes, garland around Baba's neck, and holding Baba's hand, and moving with Baba by taking the same steps, but Baba, Brahma Baba and Mama Baba followed, Dadi is followed, and all other Baba's special children became instrument to show the path of perfection. So you have come home, welcome, welcome and welcome Dad. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Good evening. On behalf of all the Didis and Dadas and brothers and sisters in all three complexes, I would like to take this opportunity, first of all, to extend a warm welcome to all Baba's angels to your home, Baba's home. We always look forward for Babdada's season, look forward to come to Madhuban. Once we come, we can't help coming back again and again and again. But I think this year is very special, looking at the time, looking at the drama moving very fast. So we are all very lucky to be here to enhance our own progress and also move forward in glorifying Baba's name. I like the theme for this year, becoming bestower like the Father. When I think about the word bestower, it's more than giving and receiving. We have heard in bhakti, data, bestower is only one God. And why do we call God as bestower? Because He only gives, gives and gives, never take. His account is open account, no credit debit account. So when we connect ourselves with Baba, we can take as much as we want from Him. He never runs out. I remember once Bhaktada mentioned in one of the Murlis, the one special quality through which Baba will be glorified through us, through His children in the world, is through this quality of being a bestower. Constant, constant giving. And so I am sure this time being in Madhuban, we will receive a lot, but at the same time, we will also continue to give and give and give. I think yesterday or today, Baba said in the Avyakt signal, the best way to increase what we have in our account is to give. The more you give, the more abundant you become with what you have, what you give. So let us keep the aim while we are here. Of course, for Brahmins, we don't give donation. For Ajnani souls, we give donation, but we only give cooperation to Brahmins. So let us make sure in our chart for the whole day, every day, as many days we are here, our chart, our balance of giving becomes so heavy, so full, that we all begin to overflow like the waterfall. That is one of the image that comes to my mind. A bestower is like a waterfall. When anyone comes in front of them, they receive something or the other. They don't make a plan to give, but they give. So let us become a mobile bestower. Moving, talking, walking bestower, bestowing what we have received from Baba through our thoughts, words, actions, even in our contact, so that we also remain full and we make others full. So I'm sure this quality that we will take with us will make us, help us to make show Baba in this. It's a theme that combines both self-service and service of others. Become a bestower. I serve myself and I also serve others. So you don't have to spend special time separately. I hope that you will take the maximum benefit by attending all the programs that Baba has planned for you for the next whole week, and become so full, content, Bab Saman, that each one will begin to show Baba through their own whole being. So once again, I wish all of you a very, very rich, very, very powerful stay in Madhuban this time, so that you become instruments to share this wherever you go. Thank you, and enjoy yourself. Enjoy the company of Baba, Brahmins, and the nature around you. Thank you. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. We already had a very beautiful welcome, but I like to also welcome all of you on behalf of Bap Dada Madhuban. I am sure you all have been here even for a few days, 1 day, 2 days, feeling so much love and happiness. When Sister Meera was talking the bestower stage waterfall, and I was thinking one more image. In India we have deities in the temple, they show the hand like this. Just they stay in silence, in very pure attitude, clean heart, clean mind, and vibrating, radiating that kind of calmness, the love and the feeling. Whosoever comes starts to feel, bestowing the love, whatever soul needs, automatically that stage provides that, fulfills that need of the soul. At this time, as we see the world situation, and Baba wants us to be in this stage of bestower. One of the Murli Baba talked about bestower few weeks ago, I think, full Murli on bestower. He said, you continue to give love to others, good wishes, pure feelings. Even a soul has 34 defects, but still that soul has one virtue. Which one? That soul has recognized Baba. Even to look at that speciality, you will like to bestow love, respect, regard, good wish, good feelings. That is bestower. As we heard, Brahmins, we give love, cooperation. Of course, with Agyani, we give Gyan. So in this time when you are staying in Madhuban, I like to suggest one thing which you can do, that every day fix your time, 1 hour, to sit in yoga, but every day that 1 hour during the day, in whichever Baba's room you feel, in one consciousness, being bestower. Just 1 week or 2 weeks or 10 days, 1 hour, be in the same stage, consciousness, every day in one particular place, whichever you will decide, and see the difference in yoga stage. As Baba says, we can experiment. So let us start from tomorrow, every day, 1 hour, the stage of being seated in the same consciousness. Who am I? I am bestower, master bestower. So therefore we will continue to accumulate our income, bestowing our good wishes. So I like to also welcome all of you from my heart, and I'm sure you will continue to enjoy your stay in Baba's home, If you need any help, we all are here to help for your progress. Once again, thank you and welcome for coming. Om Shanti.
Thank you so much to our deities who have come onto the stage and created a divine atmosphere and really bringing us into the feeling of bestowing. And Mira Ben had mentioned that there is accumulation in bestowing. And we've already had one challenge that for 1 hour each day we should have powerful meditation on becoming the bestower. But for those who weren't in the session this morning, there's another challenge. And that is that 10 times during the day, you should be able to give to 10 souls some special vibration of love, of peace, of happiness, of bliss, of joy, through your presence, through your face, through your eyes. And so this is a very nice little chart to keep throughout your stay here to see how you managed that, how you felt when you were giving of yourself, and what was the impact of that? What atmosphere did it create? So thank you so much, our divine souls, and we have many first-timers in this group, and we would like to ask all those who have come for the first time to stand up and come here onto the front of the stand down below and face the audience. All the souls who have come would love to see you. So all those who have come for the first time, to come up. And a very special welcome to you all. And you can face all your companions. There are actually more than 80 in this group who have come for the very first time. So would you like to become bestowers and give drishti to everyone that you are facing and receive drishti from them? So you can face and receive drishti and give drishti.
ओ बाबा तेरे रूहानी ने जब भी देखूं इन नैनों में जब भी देखूं इन नैनों में बात नहीं कह देते हैं तेरे रूहानी ने
Okay, and now could all the souls who have come for the first time turn and take drishti from our didis on stage.
In lehron ko daaman mein bhar jaaun.
So now, I hope you have received beautiful drishti. I'm sure you have. And we are going to ask the first timers to be the first to come up on stage to receive toli and blessings. Blessings you'll receive from Rajni Ben, toli from Sudesh Didi, and drishti from Neera Ben. So you can leave your shoes down below and then come up onto the stage.